covering that one fairly well. Gets the tackle from Jeff Keller. Keller in there on the tackle. Also in there is Reggie Atkins. Johnny Brown brings it up. They're going to mark it at the 20. So a gain of three. So quickly, a little razzle-dazzle by Dixie. It makes a second down and seven. Put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. Mike Gamble, the quarterback, has gone all the way this year at quarterback as a starter. Wide receiver right, the number one receiver in the nation, Bryant Hill. And coming to the left, Anthony Savage. Spot man right is Ron Wade. Back to pass, Mike Gamble rolling to the right, has some time, throws out to the right, incomplete, overshoots Bryant Hill. Hill out there with plenty of coverage on him, two men back there, Steve Noble along with Roger Kirkhart. Incomplete pass by Gamble. Make a third down and 7 yards to go and put it at the Dixie 20. Dixie keeping Dodge City, forcing Dodge City to punt in their first series of downs. Clock stops with 10:40 left in the first quarter of play. No score, the third annual Roaring Ranger Bowl game. From Ranger, Texas. And boy, the people down here take pride in Roaring Ranger. This is a gamble a little bit. The earliest afternoon start out of the three ball games. One setback. Wide receivers everywhere. Back to pass. Gamble has some time over the middle. Complete to Ron Wade. First down across the 30. Down near the 34. Fumble on the play. Was it after the whistle had blown? No. The official coming from the far side says no. Dodge City recovered a fumble, but apparently the fumble was caused by the ground, and Dixie retains the football. So the pass complete to Ron Wade over the middle. Makes it first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 34-yard line. Ron's parents, school president Alton Wade and his wife Diana, made the trip here. President Wade was in Portland, Oregon on a business trip and met the team in Las Vegas. It's been quite a travel schedule for President Wade. Pitch goes to the tailback. And coming upfield, turning upfield for Dixie, is George Kahui. Kahui listed as number 31, but wearing number 30. George Kahui, the running back, picks it up to the 41-yard line. So a gain of second down of 3 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 41-yard line. We had Kahui listed as number 31 on our roster, but he turns out to be wearing number 30. Converted defensive back. Running backs Mo Purcell at the fullback position and Kahui at the tailback position. I formation, wide receivers on each side. Pitch goes to Kahui. Finds the hole. Kahui across midfield, down at the 46-yard line of Dodge City. Brought down there by Rod Hoffer. Hoffer, a 6'4 freshman from Perry, Kansas, had to catch him. Kahui, with the big gain. Kahui down to the Dodge City 46, and Dixie putting together a drive. First down and 10. Big Oil Derrick is outlined in the middle of the field. This is oil country, and we'll tell you a little more about that as we go. Wade to the left, Bryant Hill to the right, a couple of St. George natives in motion. Mo Purcell coming right to left. Handoff goes to Kahui, looks for help, gets inside the 45, breaks through, squirms down to the 42-yard line. Kahui, slowed down by that pack of players at the line of scrimmage, squirms through and got to the 42-yard line, a gain of four. So Kahui, who has been a pleasant discovery for Coach Greg Croshaw this year. Injuries forcing the switch of a couple of defensive backs to the offensive side. And suddenly a gem found with George Kahui. To the left is Doc Savage. To the right goes Bryant Hill. I formation again in motion is the tight end, Kirk Miller. Movement on the right side. There goes the flags and the whistles blow. On the right side, Dixie had some movement, and over there, moving a little too early, was Don Anderson. So that's going to be a penalty coming up against the Rebels, or it should be. Mike Gamble pointing against Dodge City, but it shouldn't have been that. It had to be procedure call against Dixie. 5-yard penalty. First penalty of the ball game. Make it second down and 11 yards to go, and put it back at the Conquistadors' 47-yard line. Make a second down, about 11 yards to go, a short 11. 8:22 left in the first quarter of play, no score. Dixie with their first series of downs. Dodge City has had a shot at it and forced a punt. After picking up some good yardage, Wade to the left, Hill to the right. Spot man right is the tight end Miller. He's dropping back. Do we have the screen pass? Yes, we do. Complete to Kahui. Some running room inside the 40, inside the 35. May have the first down, or near the 35. May have the first down. The official on the near side steps just inside the 36-yard line. And that looks like it's going to be enough for the first down. So on the screen pass to the left, George Kahui had plenty of running room, and Gamble found him. Pass completion The officials, will they measure? No, they signal it's first down. First down and 10, and Dixie has it inside the, or just inches inside, the Conquistador 36-yard line. No score yet, but Dixie starting to threaten, getting deeper into territory. Two receivers right, Wade and Hill. Receiver left is Savage, and one lone setback for Dixie. Mike Gamble, the Orem High School grad, on the quarterback draw. Gamble inside the 30, just barely tripped up. Saved from a huge gain by Rod Hoffer. Hoffer got the right hand out there and tripped up Gamble. Gamble had to go down inside the 30. Had plenty of room in front of him. Put it at the 28-yard line. Make it second down and about 2 yards to go along to. And put it at the Conquistador 28 on that quarterback draw. So Dixie showing some variety in the offense today. Bryant Hill to the right. Wade to the left. And the tight end Miller's slotted to the right side. I formation on the running backs. Two men back there now. Gamble pitches to his tailback. George Kahui looking for running room again. Flag on the play. We may have an illegal block coming up against Dixie. Late flag as the play was developing. Kahui inside the 25 down near the 23-yard line, but there was a flag coming from the far side, and it may be coming up against Dixie. They want to talk to Dodge City. It's going to be moved back. 7:23 left in the first half of action. Talking to Dodge City, and you can bet that the Conquistadors want more territory between the goal line and where Dixie is right now. They gladly take the yardage. Marching it off right now from the point of the penalty. And the official, illegal use of hands. Illegal use of hands against Dixie. Apparently a little push. Put it back at the 34-yard line from the point of it taking place. Make it second down. A loss of about 6. So second down and about 8. Coming up for Dixie in motion is running back Mo Purcell. Draw play again by the quarterback, Mike Gamble. Gamble will be close to a first down inside the 30. And down near the 25, Gamble took a step upfield and then turned just slightly to the left and veered. It looks like he has enough for the first down. So twice Gamble on that draw play quarterback draw has picked up some good yardage. Make it first down and 10 and put it at the Conquistador Dodge City 25-yard line. Gain of about 9 yards on the play. Bryant Hill out to the right. Started his high school career at Dixie, and then when Pineview High School developed, and Hill finished up at Pineview, and now at Dixie College, coming off that severe auto accident last year. On the draw play, mishandled, but Gamble still got it to Purcell, and Purcell may have picked up a yard at the most. Right in the middle of that defense, Dodge City clogged everything up in a hurry. There on the tackle was Robert Kaliva. And also in there was Mike Hicks. Hicks is 6'1", 218-pound defensive lineman. He's a good one. Gain of maybe a third of a yard, a foot. So Purcell makes a second down and less than 10, but nothing drastic at the Dodge City 25-yard line. Mike Gamble, the quarterback. Spot man right, wide receivers on each side. Fake the handoff to Purcell. Now the pitch to the tailback. Kahui. Kahui leans down, gets inside the 25, down near the 22-yard line. Kahui on the gain. Jeff Keller on the tackle. Also in there on the tackle is Rick Masters. Masters, the Dodge City native, hometown boy. Put it at the 22. Gain of about 3 yards on the play. So Dixie will have third down and 7 yards coming up. Put it at the Dodge City 22. 5:34 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie trying to get their 8th win in a 12-game season that includes their second bowl appearance in 3 years. 2 years ago, Dixie came up with a win against Phoenix College in the Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Two receivers right, one left. Gamble back to pass. Looking right, throwing right. Bryant Hill's there, almost intercepted. Coming across from the left side was Steve Noble. It was online to Hill, but Noble had the best shot at it and just couldn't grab hold of it. Knocked it down. Incompleted pass. Dixie will be going to the toe of Tim Wagstaff, or do you say the instep? Tim Wagstaff, ready to give it a shot. Wagstaff, one of the top kickers in the nation this year, statistically on field goals and most especially on points after. It was between Tim Wagstaff and Snow's Leonard Chitty for the kicking leadership all year. Wagstaff will shape up and put it at about the 29-yard line. So a 39-yard attempt by Wagstaff. The snap, the kick, it's up. Is it going to fade in that wind? It looks like it will. Yes, the wind caught it and moved it to the right side. 5:16 left. That 29-yard or 39-yard field goal attempt is no good by Wagstaff, as the wind coming out of the north blew that one to the right, and so Dixie will give up the football. With this is the south this way, the south that way, but it looked like it was coming that way where it was going, where the flag was. I was thinking the south is that way. But the flag is pointed in that direction and just faded to the right. The Wagstaff, with 5:16 left, misses on the field goal attempt, and Dodge City takes over. First down and 10. And put it at about the 23-yard line. Pass intended for Lamont. Is it good? It may have skipped into his hands. And the officials say yes. Rick Wilson right there on the coverage. Incompleted pass thrown just slightly behind. Let's check and see if it's Keller still in there. Quarterback is still John Keller. John Keller is 6'1 freshman out of Waukini, Kansas. Make it second down, 10 yards to go, and put it at the Dodge City 22. Brown to the right, to the left. Lamont to the right. Long count by the quarterback, Keller. Put the running back behind the quarterback. Hand off to the first man through, and he stopped almost at the line of scrimmage. Right there is Teddy Newman. Newman, with some scouts watching him, stops number 30, Parnell, almost at the line of scrimmage. Virtually no gain. To make it third down and 10 yards to go. Newman getting through there in a hurry. As we mentioned, University of Southern California has, in the pregame show, has expressed some interest in Newman as a linebacker, and the University of Nebraska is supposed to be sending a scout down to take a look at Newman, of all people. Wide receiver left is Eddie Brown. To the right is Lamont. Third down, 10 yards to go for Dodge City. Back to pass is Keller. Flags everywhere. Keller over the middle, incomplete for Lamont. Flags everywhere. Is it an encroachment against Dixie, or is it going to be a call coming up against Dodge City? At that point, you're never quite sure, but they're over talking with Teddy Newman right now and motioning for Stoder to come over. Nope, it's going to be against Dixie. So run that one, that play again. Talking with Dodge City at this point. 4:27 left in the first quarter of play. No score. Dixie missing on a field goal attempt. 5-yard penalty coming up against Dixie, and so make it third down and 5 instead of third down and 10. Encroachment against the Rebels. 5-yard penalty. Make it third down, 5 yards to go. Put it up at the Dodge City 27-yard line. So Dodge City able to pick up a couple of first downs in the first drive, but right now threatening to be shut down before they can pick up the first down. Helped by the penalty right now, the Conquistadors trying to get on the scoreboard, trying to break the ice in this ball game. Split the running backs behind quarterback Keller. Third down, 5 yards to go. Long count by Keller. Keller on the option. Turns up field. Keller will be hit and will not get the first down. Darren Lambert coming up from the backfield. Teddy Newman coming over from his defensive line position. Stayed right with Keller. And Newman on the tackle along with Lambert. Gain of maybe a yard on the play. Make it fourth down and 4 yards to go. A gain of half yard. A long four coming up after the run by Keller. And so in to do the punting will be Brad Leitner. Leitner, good old Kansas name, from Atwood, Kansas. Most of the ball players from Dodge City are from the Kansas area. The kick, low driving kick, will be taken by Leo Austin at his own 41-yard line. Austin trying to turn upfield, gets to the 49, and then is bulldogged to the turf by number 51, Vernon Nixon. Nixon, as we mentioned, most from Kansas. Nixon, the first football player I've seen from Delaware in a long time. He's from Wilmington, Delaware. So on the punt, Austin brings it from the Dixie 41 to the Dixie. They're going to mark it at the 48 and not to the 49. So first down and 10 with 3:20 left in the first quarter of play. First and 10 at the Dixie 48-yard line. Not bad field position for the Rebels. Wide receiver left, wide right, and a slot man right. Split the running backs behind quarterback Gamble. Gamble back to pass, has a little time throwing deep to the left. There's Bryant Hill, complete at the 10-yard line. In for the touchdown, Bryant Hill. Boom, and Dixie jumps on the scoreboard with 3:10 left. The bomb to Bryant Hill. And Bryant Hill with another touchdown on the year. For Hill, receiving-wise, that's touchdown number 8 this season. And for Mike Gamble, that's touchdown pass number 12 on the year. 8 of them to Bryant Hill. For the point after, ready to come in and do the honors is Tim Wagstaff. So Bryant Hill, the leading receiver in the nation, shows why. It says on the scoreboard 10-0, but it should be 6-0. The kick by Wagstaff is up to the left, and it fades to the left. Tried to go into the wind this time and couldn't get it. So make it 6-0 Dixie with 3:10 left in the first quarter of play, back in 60 seconds.
Hey, timeout, timeout. Hey, listen up, you guys. Be a winner and hike on over to the new Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge. Paula's new delicious menu is as good as a touchdown. Paula's new restaurant is almost as big as our field, and you're sure to score points with the great atmosphere and the city view. There's just no way you can lose at Paula's. It's definitely not out of bounds. Make Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge your goal. Now get out there and fight, 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 fight.
Capco Petroleum of Cedar City and the C-Mart convenience stores in Mesquite, St. George, at the Hilton, and at each of the 3 I-15 exits of Cedar City, along with the C-Mart store in Circleville, are pleased and proud to be part of the Dixie College football sponsorship. Enjoy the game and enjoy the convenience of the C-Mart stores, too. Check them for fast, convenient service for gasoline, snacks, and groceries.
The kick coming down to Victor Williams at the 10-yard line. Williams up across the 20, up across the 25, down near the 28-yard line. Williams on the carry, James Turner on the tackle. Also in there on the tackle for Dixie. Coming up was number 49, Andy Brown, one of the kamikaze kids on that special team. So from the Conquistador 10, mark it down to the Conquistador 28 on that run back by Vic Williams. Good little running back. First down and 10 with 3:04 left in the first quarter of play. And Dixie has drawn the first point. Put it at the 29, just short of the 29. Between the 28 and 29. Keller, the quarterback, right, wide receivers on each side. Dodge City down 6-0, trying to get those points back. Hand off goes to Harris. Harris across the 30, down near the 32-yard line. Hanging around the ankles is Howard Reeve. Reeve on the tackle. Also in there is Dennis Wildman, and up front is Mark Brown on that tackle. Put it at the, well, just about the 32, almost to the 33 by the time they finish measuring. So make it second down and a long 6 coming up, just short of the Conquistador 33-yard line. Harris on the carry. Harris, Darren Harris, a 6-foot, 206-pounder, and he is strong. Second down, 6 yards to go, a long 6, almost 7. Wide receivers on each side. Fake the handoff, back to pass. Keller to the right side to the tight end coming across the way, and the tight end gets dumped, gets across the 35, down near the 37. Darren Lambert on the tackle, Robert Delpino on the reception. Delpino has been one of the leading receivers for Dodge City all year. Dragged him across the middle from the left side to the right side and got the pass. Make it third down. Put it just short of the 37-yard line. Third down and about 3.5 yards to go. After that game, put it just about at the, just across the 36. Third down and about 3 to go. Wide receivers on each side. Once again, the tight end Delpino in that slot position. Quarterback draw. Keller tries it and gets very close to the first down. Fumble on the play. Is it still alive? Yes, it is. And Dixie may have come up with it. Let's see. That's been a problem Dodge City has suffered with this year. That's been a problem that Dixie has suffered with. Only this time, the first sufferee is Dodge City. And no, now they mark it. It belongs to Dodge City. They signaled first that Teddy Newman had it. But down at the bottom of the stack is Delpino. So fumble recovered by Delpino. And it's a break for Dodge City. Fourth down coming up. Back to the 34-yard line. Loss on the play. That's a 34, fourth down coming up, and about 5 yards to go. So it's a break for Dodge City. Dixie will not have it deep in their own territory. But to do the punting will be Brad Leitner. A minute 18 left in the first quarter of play. 6-0. Dixie out in front. Leitner to boot it away. A low wobbly kick. Not doing well at all. That one is not healthy. Dropped at the 41-yard line, and Dixie may have lost it. Yes, indeed. Coming up with it is big number 65, Tim Oakes. Dixie went after it to pick it up, and it went right through the legs of Rick Wilson. And now Dodge City with the break. Has it at the 40-yard line. So on the punt, now becoming an offensive weapon, a fumble by Dixie, recovered by Tim Oakes. And Oakes, big number 65 on his chest, the 6'2", 236-pound offensive lineman, with a minute 5 left in the ball game, or in the first quarter of this ball game, Dodge City now in Dixie territory for only the second time in this game. First and 10 at the Dixie 40. Fake the handoff, back to pass. Keller over the middle, has it complete to Lamont. First down. Mark it at the about the 19-yard line. So a big gain. And immediately, the Conquistadors take advantage of that miscue by Dixie. We just mentioned the fumble problems both teams had, and lo and behold, Dodge City dodges the bullet, but Dixie does not. Put it at the Dixie 19-yard line on the pass from Keller to Lamont. First down and 10, and Dixie, suddenly with the defense back, deep in their own territory, and Dodge City putting the pressure on. Fake the handoff. Keller throws again to the left side. Brown has a complete hit and drop. Did Dodge City get it back? Yes, indeed. The pass was complete to Brown. Knocked out of his hands by Dixie and recovered by Dodge City. So once again, Keller to Brown for the pass reception and then the fumble, but it was recovered by Dodge City. A loss from where it was, but a gain anyway. Put it at the Dixie 17-yard line. Second down and 8 yards to go, and suddenly the pigskin is flying. 1 second left in the first quarter. That ends the first quarter of play. 6-0 Dixie. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Bradshaw Ford and RV Center invites RV owners to bring their RV units in for winterizing. For only $29.95, Bradshaw Ford and RV Center can winterize your units and thus protect your valuable investment. For just $29.95, you can greatly reduce the possibility of damage. But don't delay. The cold weather can take its toll. Take your unit to Bradshaw Ford and RV Center now. And just for $29.95, you can get your RV unit winterized. Bradshaw Ford and RV Center in St. George. In the heart of St. George, there's a very special financial institution. It's the St. George Federal Credit Union, where they offer free checking, competitive interest on savings and checking accounts. You'll also enjoy the benefits of low-interest loans and the Visa debit card. It's easy and smart to become a member of the St. George Federal Credit Union. Just visit any one of our three offices in Washington, Hurricane, or St. George and find out why the St. George Federal Credit Union is one of the fastest-growing institutions in southern Utah.
The second 15-minute period about to begin. Dodge City threatening second down and 8 at the Dixie 17-yard line. Keller hands it off to Harris. Harris down to the 15-yard line, hit almost immediately by Teddy Newman. Also in there on the tackle is Bruce Bishop. Down below is Rich Cafusi. Put it at the just about the 15-yard line, so a gain of a couple of yards by Harris. Harris diving right into the middle of that defense. Make it third down, about 6 yards to go at the Dixie 15-yard line. Dodge City threatening. The wind has played havoc with Tim Wagstaff today. Missed a point after, missed a field goal. Right now it's 6-0 Dixie. Just underway in the second quarter of action. Brown to the left, Lamont to the right. Keller fakes the handoff to Williams, looking for the pass. Keller under pressure has the pass deflected, intercepted by Darren Lambert. Lambert diving for it, has another interception, and they'll put it at the 3-yard line. And for Darren Lambert this year, the pass interception. Let's double check and see what we have for Lambert in the number of pass interceptions this year. I don't have my interceptions right handy. Let's double check. For Darren Lambert, I believe that is number 9 on the year. We'll double check. Darren Lambert with a pass interception. with 14-13 left in the first half of play. Make it first down and 10. Dixie deep in their own territory, but they save the score, and it's a turnover by Dodge City. Back to pass. Gamble throwing deep out of the left side. Doc Savage complete at the 35-yard line, racing down the sidelines across midfield. Gets away, steps down the sideline. No, he's still on his feet. Followed by the official, Savage is going to go all the way twice. Twice got away from tackles, and Savage gets the touchdown. Savage was hit at the 45-yard line, squirmed away, just did a toe dance down the sidelines. An official was following him all the way. Hit again in Dodge City territory, squirmed away again, and went all the way for the touchdown. Dixie wants a timeout with 13:57 left in the first half of play. Dixie leads 12-0. Let's keep it right here. Remind you that we have plenty of great sponsors for the Dixie College football broadcast on this bowl game. Paula's Costuela, one of them. And Paula's with outstanding Mexican food. Now in their brand new location overlooking St. George, just above North Bluff. Paula's Costuela. Paula's in St. George. 13:57 left in the first half of play. And Dixie on the bomb. As Gamble found Doc Savage running down the sidelines, and Savage with an official chasing him down the sidelines, making sure that he didn't step on that sideline. It looked close. It looked like he may have stepped out of the bounds, but an official was right there with him. And suddenly it's 12-0, Dixie. And the Rebels have struck on two bombs. Big plays. 13th touchdown pass of the year for Mike Gamble. I formation on the running backs, and Dixie's going to go for the two-point conversion. As they missed the first one, in motion is Kirk Miller. Gamble pitches back to his tailback, Sean Hunter. Hunter drops it as the pitch was low, and Hunter's going to be tackled. So the two-point conversion fails. 13:57 left in the half, Dixie 12, Dodge City nothing, back in 60.
Now is the perfect time for painting your home. Ann Jones Paint and Glass has 1,001 beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. So dress up your exterior with the full satin latex house paint. For the inside story, you'll want the foolproof latex flat wall paint. At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll also find full stain oil-based stains and Fuller Glow latex stain enamel and much, much more. So if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. And remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixo Gas can serve your needs. Dixo Gas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixo Gas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
Williams on the far side, Eddie Brown on the near side, and Tuller booms it, coming down to Eddie Brown at his own 10-yard line. Brown at the 20 on the fly, at the 25, at the 30, at the 35, and bulldog down by Darren Lambert. Lambert going headlong into Brown, and Brown just flying up the field. Got that thing at about the 10-yard line and brought it out to the 35. So Brown on a great return. Trying to give Dodge City a little life as Dixie with two long bomb touchdown passes. The last one a 97-yarder to Anthony Savage. And Dodge City takes over trailing 12-0. First down and 10. At the Dodge City 35-yard line. Let's check and see if it's Phil Keller in a quarterback. It is. Handoff goes to Victor Williams. Vic Williams gets 4 yards up to the 39-yard line and bent backwards in a position his body was not meant to go by Dave Stoder. Stoder, one of the married students on the football team, transfer from Idaho State, never played for Idaho State. Played 2 years at Dixie, but had, because of the year at Idaho State, has lost his redshirt year. Make it second down, 6 yards to go after the game by Victor Williams. Wide to the left is Eddie Brown. To the right is Lamont. Slant the running backs behind the quarterback, John Keller. Keller, long count. Takes the handoff on the keeper. Now to the option. Pitches back and running out of bounds with it as he picks up about 3 yards is Eric Parnell. Parnell being chased by Dixie. Cafusi out there on the coverage from that defensive line position, but Parnell picks up some yardage. Across the 40, mark it down near the 43-yard line, so a gain of four. Third down and a long two coming up at the Conquistador 43-yard line. Dodge City trying to get one touchdown back at a time, and that's the only way you can do it right now. Dixie leading 12 to nothing with 13:04 left in the first half of play. Brown to the left. To the right goes Lamont. Put the running backs again, and the slot man Del Pino, the tight end, into a slot position left. Looks similar to what Dixie sets up. Handoff goes to Harris. Big hole. Harris has the first down across midfield. Finally run down by Leo Austin. Austin finally brings Harris down. It looked like Harris hesitated as he got across midfield, and that allowed Dixie to catch up with him. Leo Austin at the 49-yard line of Dixie. So a big gain by Darren Harris. Makes it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 49-yard line. Harris looked like he was trying to find a path forward. Can in fact set a record for sacks as an individual this year with 28. That's without playing a game and a half. Make it second down. 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 49-yard line. 11:44 left in the first half of play. 12-0. Dixie out in front. Wide receivers on each side. Keller, the quarterback, hands off to Vic Williams. Williams almost breaks it. Hit at the 46-yard line. Leans forward and gets the 44-yard line. Dennis Wildman with the last hit, but down around the ankles was Mark Brown. Put it at the 44. Gain of about 5 yards on the play. So third down and about 5 yards to go at the Dixie 44-yard line after that gain by Vic Williams. Williams, not big at all, 5'7", 163 pounds from Junction City, Kansas. Good, solid runner, and he is in yards per carry, the leader for this Dodge City Ball Club on the ground. Brown to the left, Lamont to the right. Slant the running backs again, and the spot man right is tight end Del Pino. Long count by Keller. Fakes the handoff. Back to pass. Under pressure. Throws to the right. Has it complete at the 36-yard line. Trying to get away is Lamont. Still on his feet at the 32. Finally driven down at the 32-yard line. Down around the ankles is Mark Brown. Dennis Wildman out there. George Kahui going both ways. Kahui in there at a defensive back. Also in on the tackle. Put it at about the just inside the 32-yard line of Dixie. So the pass complete. Keller, with hands all near him, got the pass complete to Lamont, and Dodge City putting together a drive. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 32-yard line. 10:33 left in the first half. Dixie with that 12-0 lead. Keller, hand off to Harris. Harris, upended fumble on the play. Dixie has it. It hit the ground and picked up immediately by Dennis Wildman. And the officials say, no, it hit the ground. It bumped out of the hands of Dodge City. Well, they say, yes, it did. It was up to Dennis Wildman. Skipped right into the hands as Darren Harris got to the 28-yard line, was hit, and the football skipped right into the hands of Dennis Wildman. Put it at the 25-yard line. So the fumble by Harris turns the football over. And as Dixie and Dodge City have both suffered with turnovers this year, Dodge City suffering a little more right now. And Wildman with the fumble recovery, 10:23 left in the first half of play, first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 25. Will Dixie go to the bomb again? Dodge City, got to be careful for that. Draw play, handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans across the 30, Bulldog down at the 32-yard line. There on the tackle for Dodge City is Tom Wells, the 6'4 freshman from Russell, Kansas. The offensive line for Dodge City is experienced, mostly sophomore. They're going to mark Glenn at the 33 instead of the 32. Mostly sophomore on that offensive line, but the defense is primarily freshmen, so there's plenty of ability coming back next year. Second down, about 2 yards to go for Dixie at their own 33. Gamble back to pass, sets up the screen pass, throws it over the head of Sean Hunter. Hunter out on the flat. To the left side was all alone, but Hunter could not come up with a reception. Hunter, the transfer from the University of New Mexico, injured, did not play against Arizona Western. Incompleted pass makes it third down and 2 yards to go.
at the Dixie 33-yard line. Dixie Trophy in St. George is the place to go for all of your trophy needs. Remember Dixie Trophy, whether it's for those beautiful sandstone trophies or even for imprinting on caps. It's Dixie Trophy in St. George. 9:46 left in the first half. 12-0 Dixie. Wide receiver left is Hill. To the right comes Ron Wade in motion. New man in there. Pitch goes to the tailback. That's Sean Hunter. Hurdles to the 35-yard line. Very close to the first down. Kirk Miller was in there as a running back position. As we almost had a triple backfield on an eye. As Miller, normally in that slot position, Hunter, with that hurdle, able to get the first down. Put it at the 35-yard line of Dixie. First down and 10 for the Rebels. Dixie trying to pick up win number 8 on the year. Came into this game with a 7-4 record. Finished tied for 4th in the Western States Football Conference. The 3 teams above Dixie all received bowl bids, but Ricks turned theirs down. The other two won. Snow College playing for what may be the national championship today in Oklahoma. Back to pass. Gamble over the middle has Ron Wade thrown too big. Wade was there at the 45-yard line, and Gamble looks down with disgust because Wade was there and had some territory in front of him. It's late fall, Texas style, and so the grass is not exactly green. It's a little more on the brown side, typical of what's happening in St. George, too. So I won't say there's plenty of green in front of him. Incompleted pass by Gamble. Wade was there. Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 35. Put the running backs behind quarterback Mike Gamble. Draw play goes to Glenn Evans. Evans bumped once. Evans has some running room at the 40. Still on his feet at the 42. Down near the 43-yard line. Glenn Evans, a bowling ball of a running back. Just a tough little runner. Not that fast. Beyond 10 yards, but he gets 10 yards in a hurry. There on the tackle is Randall Horst. Horst, a freshman from Salina, Kansas. Put it at the 43-yard line. Make it third down and about 2 yards to go and put it at the Dixie 43. After that gain by Glenn Evans. 8:40 left in the first half of play. 12-0 Dixie. Remember, Bradshaw Ford and RV Center in St. George now has the new RV Center open for all of your needs. Bradshaw Ford and RV. Third down. 2 yards to go. In motion is Evans. Pitch goes to Hunter, and Hunter hurdles for the first down again, and then a couple of yards across the 45 down near the 47. Dixie just trying to run a little time off the clock now. Put together a sustained drive. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the just across the Dixie 47. Put the difference between the 47 and the 48. Is that what I think it is? A vicious monster that just got into our press box? Lost? Just done in by one of the Dodge City camera people. Thank you for saving our lives. First down and 10 at the 47-yard line. Split the running backs again behind Gamble. In motion is Glenn Evans. Gamble, quarterback draw. Gamble goes nowhere. Fumble on the play. Dixie recovers. Steve Sutton has it, but a big loss. Gamble hit immediately by Tom Wells, and suddenly the football is 5 yards farther back upfield, and Steve Sutton recovered. So Gamble with a fumble. Recovered by Sutton. The offensive center with 7:42 left. Dixie still has the football, but instead of the 48-yard line, it's back inside the 40. So second down, put it just inside the 40-yard line. Second down and about 17 yards to go, almost 18 yards to go. One setback, that's Glenn Evans, and Dixie may flood that defensive backfield. Back to pass. Mike Gamble. Gamble under pressure, throwing to the right, has to complete to Ron Wade. Wade trying to get away, takes a step back, gets inside the 40, down inside the 36-yard line, has the first down. Ron Wade gets the football and gets the first down. And Ron Wade, who's just getting back to the form that he had as a freshman before going on an LDS church mission, gets the first down that time. And the president's son is happy, and so, I might add, is the family. Put it at the Conquistador 36-yard line, first down and 10. So Dixie escapes the fumble by keeping possession, and then gets the first down, leading 12-0 with 6:50 left in the first half of play. Dixie on a sustained drive. High formation on the running backs. Kahui in there as a tailback. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans and a flag on the play. Evans gets to the 34-yard line. Muscled to the turf by Phil Thomas. Thomas on the tackle. Also in there is Tom Wells again. There was a flag on the play. Illegal use of hands coming up against Dixie. That's twice today we've seen that called against the Rebels. Greg Kroshaw wanted to talk to the officials, pleading his case on the near sideline. Kroshaw is vocal. Greg Kroshaw likes to talk to the officials. Likes to say good things. If he needs to, he likes to say critical things, but he likes to talk to the officials. Constantly hollering encouragement and all to his ball players. Across the 40, move it back 5 yards to the 41-yard line. So make it first down and 15 coming up for Dixie after that 5-yard penalty. First down and 15. Put it at the Conquistador 41. And Dixie right now on the high side of a 12-0 lead with 6:30 left in the first half of play. Third annual Roaring Ranger football bowl game. In motion, Ron Wade. Right to left. The pass goes on the down and out pattern to Wade trying to get away. Wade will get about 3 yards back on that penalty. Just tossed out of bounds by number 21, Randall Horst. Horst got to him. Wade actually was farther upfield when he caught the football and tried to take a step back to get around him and could not to get around the defender. So a gain actually of the most of 2.5 yards. So make it second down and a short 13 coming up and put it at the 39-yard line after that pass completion to Wade. Mike Gamble throwing the ball more comfortably, hitting those receivers, getting a pretty good percentage today. Gamble having a good day, two long touchdown passes. Will put his total yardage near 200 on the day already. Wide receiver right, wide left. Hill, the man to the right, and the bomb to the right. The pass from Gamble complete to Bryant Hill, touchdown. Hill took it right away from the defender who was back there with him, Roger Kirkhart. Kirkhart was there, looked like he almost got a hand on it, and Hill took it away and went in for the touchdown. So three bombs, and Dixie leads 18-0 with 6:11 left in the first half of play. And Dixie putting on quite a show for the Ranger fans, not a huge crowd. This is a risk today, two out-of-state teams early in the afternoon in the Christmas shopping season, and not a huge crowd, but there are some fans from Kansas and some fans from Dixie and some football stalwarts from Texas who are gathered in the stands under perfect football weather, except it's windy. The pass, a 39-yard touchdown pass to Bryant Hill, and for the third time today, Dixie has gone to the long bomb, and they're going to try the two-point conversion again. Split the running backs, Hunter and Evans, behind quarterback Gamble. In motion is Wade. Back to pass is Gamble. Gamble under pressure, looking for help. There is Doc Savage in the end zone. The lollipop thrown out there, and there's a flag on the play. Is it going to be against Dodge City? We'll wait and see. Savage tried to hold up to leap and get that pass, and the flag was thrown as it looked like he was moved right out of there, but there may have been a penalty against Dixie. Savage argues, let's wait and see which way it's going to go. The officials discussing right now two flags on the field, inadvertent flag, and so the two-point conversion will not go. 6:11 left in the half, 18-0. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize t-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the Trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff. Paula's new restaurant is beautiful, it's spacious, and is now open to serve you. Paula's Mexican restaurant is roomy with private booths and inviting tables overlooking our fair city. You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff.
Well, Brown takes it at the 10-yard line and right up, angling towards the sidelines. Brown brings it out from the 10 to near the 47-yard line. And Eddie Brown, called lovingly, may not be original, but lovingly, Eddie Brown, downtown Eddie Brown from Topeka, Kansas, from the Conquistador 10 to the 48-yard line. Big run back by Eddie Brown and great position. With 6:04 left in the first half of play, 18-0 Dixie leads, and it's first down and 10 at the Conquistador 48 for Dodge City. And Dodge City trying to get close to Dixie territory. Coughed up the football when they got deep into territory. On the option, the pitch goes to the tailback, and Keller gets it back to Harris, who gets close to the first down. Looks like he may have had it. Beautiful execution by Keller. Is it enough for the first down? The pitch went to the tailback, Harris, and it looks like it is. Put it down near the 41-yard line. First down and 10, so a quick first down by Dodge City. First and 10. Put it at the Dixie 41. 5:45 left in the first half of play. 18-0 Dixie, and Dodge City trying to get on the scoreboard right now. Wide to the left is Brown. To the right goes Lamont. But the running backs again. Quarterback is Keller. Keller fakes the handoff, back to pass, throwing out to the left, has to complete to Brown. Brown trying to turn outside, will be smothered inside the 35, down at the 33-yard line, but a good gain by Dodge City. There on the tackle is Mark Brown. Also in on the tackle is Howard Reeve. Reeve, who has received a call for an LDS church mission, will be going to New Mexico. Traveled through his mission field on the way out here. Put it at the 33-yard line. So a gain of 8 from Keller to Brown. Make it second down and about 2 yards to go at the 33-yard line of Dixie. Keller on the quarterback keeper has the first down inside the 20, inside the 15. Keller down near the 13-yard line, and Keller just tucked that one under his right elbow and took off. Keller on the keeper. Big running play and has first down deep in Dixie territory. So Dodge City putting together some noise, and the fans on the far side, the Dodge City fans, getting a little excitement. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 13. Dixie with an 18-0 lead right now. And Dodge City threatening. Threatening severely. Wide to the left. Brown. To the right goes Lamont. Teddy Newman coming to the sidelines is not in there. Suddenly a flop on the defensive side, and Dixie doing a little juggling on the defensive line. On the option, Keller keeps it. Keller inside the 10, down near the 8-yard line, and all of the flip-flops still didn't help as Keller finding some weaknesses and getting a hole. Gets a quick 5 yards. Put it down at about the 8-yard line. So second down, about 5 yards to go at the Dixie 8. And Keller becoming a one-man gang on this drive. 3:52 left in the ballgame. Jones Paint and Glass in St. George is the place to go for all of your glass needs. Remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Wide to the left, Brown. To the right, Lamont again. Quarterback, John Keller. Doing an outstanding job on the keeper again. Keller gets near the 5-yard line. Keller faked the handoff and then just kept the football. Why risk it? Darren Lambert at the bottom of the pile. On top of the pile is Rich Kafusi. Do they mark it at the 5 or at the 6? Just the nose of the football touching the 5. So a gain of about 3. Third down and a long 2 coming up at the Dixie 5-yard line. A long 2 coming up, 3:08 left in the first half. Dixie right now owning the shutout, 18-0, and 3 bombs from Gamble. 2 to Hill, 1 to Anthony Savage. Brown to the left, Lamont to the right, and that's been the receivers that we've seen today. Tight end Delpino only receiving one pass on the day. In motion, left to right goes Delpino, out of a slot position similar to what Dixie runs. Long count by Keller at the quarterback position. Back to pass. Keller, under pressure, throws over the middle. Complete touchdown. Lamont, just as Keller was about to be drilled by Darren Lambert and was drilled, Keller will get up slowly, let fly, and gets the touchdown pass to Lamont. Lambert was right there. Keller let fly, and boom, Lambert hit him. So Keller will be helped to the sidelines. He may have the wind knocked out of him. He's getting up slowly and walking very slowly to the sidelines. The ribs are hurting some way as Lambert drilled him just as he let go of the football. Keller, give the kid credit, he hung in there with 2:41 left and found Lamont in the end zone to do the point after work. Number four, Aaron Adams from Beloit, Kansas. 5'10", 198-pounder, sophomore. Put it at the 10-yard line, the snap, the kick, and it's good and true. Make it 18-7, Dixie out in front with 2:41 left in the half, back in 60 seconds.
There's fun and excitement in the air as the Dixie College Rebels go at it again. Capco Petroleum is proud to help make these exciting broadcasts possible for your enjoyment. Your Stop and Shop convenience store at 800 East St. George Boulevard is also joining Capco in this endeavor, as is Ernie's station next door to the Burger King on 900 East St. George Boulevard. Enjoy the game and enjoy the service found at these businesses that support your team. Your car or truck, like you, deserves the best attention possible, the most qualified mechanics to keep it in top shape. Bradshaw Ford and RV Center can provide these services in their modern, well-equipped shops. Their mechanics are craftsmen with many years of experience. You can depend on their service. They take pride in serving you better. Bradshaw Ford and RV Center, the leader in St. George, for excellent service on your vehicle. Go to Bradshaw Ford and RV Center.
The kick by Adams as Dodge City gets his first score. High, deep kick. Coming down to, no, in through the hands of Leo Austin, picked up at the 7-yard line. Austin at the 10, comes to the 15-yard line. Turning upfield, will get near the 19-yard line. Rolled down there by Rick Masters along with Randall Horst. So from the Dixie 7 to the Dixie 19, Austin looking into that sun, had to go right through his hands, never did touch it, and then caught it on the bounce coming back as he turned around. First down and 10 at the Dixie 19. So Dixie has gone to the bomb for the score. Mark Brown on the near side being helped by Hal Norton, apparently straining something. John Keller racked up. We'll wait and see if Craig Stevens comes in. Stevens and Keller have split the quarterback position this year. Quarterback Gamble. Draw play. Handoff goes to Mosilla Purcell, and Purcell, trying to get to the 20-yard line, may have made it. May have made a yard, and that's about it. There on the tackle is Robert Kaliva and Jeff Keller. As Dodge City obviously fired up now, as Dixie has drilled him for three touchdowns, coming back with one of their own. Make it second down, about 9 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. So Purcell on the carry that time. Purcell had an injury midseason, did not play that much for a while. Purcell at the fullback position. The tailback, let's get that right, is Kahui. Faked the handoff, back to pass, rolling to the right. Gamble complete to Bryant Hill. Hill first down at the 40-yard line of Dixie. Hill tackled there by Roger Kirkhart, and Hill having an outstanding game in front of the coaches today. Hill, skinny little kid, as they say, but doing an outstanding job. Great concentration this year. And Hill, who almost had whatever hopes of a football career ended by an auto accident last year, healed and came back this year as a freshman. Wide left is Savage. To the right is Hill. One setback. Also coming to the right is Ron Wade. And Purcell, the lone setback. Gamble back to pass. Gamble having plenty of time. Gamble steps up on the right now. Gamble will take off on the run. Gamble at the 45, at the 50. First down into Dodge City territory. Ridden out of bounds at the 44-yard line. There on the tackle is number 44, Jeff Keller. Gamble couldn't find anybody but found plenty of territory. Put it at the Dodge City 44. And Gamble picking up some yardage on the ground. First down and 10. 18-7. Dixie leads with a minute 40 left in the half. Dixogas in St. George, now that the winter weather is with us, can provide you with all of your propane needs. Remember, Dixogas in St. George for your winter heating needs. Propane. Wide to the left, Wade to the right, Hill. Lockman right is the tight end, Kirk Miller. In motion is Miller, right to left. On count by Gamble. Pitch goes to the tailback, Kahui. Kahui down to the 41-yard line. Tackled there by Alan Recheck. Recheck is 6'3", 226-pounder from Goodland, Kansas. Timeout called by Gamble with a minute 10 left and a half. 18-7, Dixie out in front, back in 60 seconds.
In the heart of St. George, there's a very special financial institution. It's the St. George Federal Credit Union, where they offer free checking, competitive interest on savings and checking accounts. You'll also enjoy the benefits of low-interest loans and the Visa debit card. It's easy and smart to become a member of the St. George Federal Credit Union. Just visit any one of our three offices in Washington, Hurricane, or St. George and find out why the St. George Federal Credit Union is one of the fastest-growing institutions in Southern Utah.
Beautiful walls have never been easier. Hundreds and hundreds of beautiful new wallpaper selections now at super sale prices at Jones Paint and Glass. Save 50 to 75% on all in-stock wallpaper. These beautiful single rolls won't cost you a penny, over $6.99. Wow, what a savings, and you choose from the latest colors and designs. You will find the selections at Jones Paint and Glass are the newest arrivals from the designers, too. See Stephanie and see how easy and inexpensive it is to add new personality to your home. Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
Mike Gamble throwing the pass intended for Wade, but he was drilled by Randall Horst. Horst on the tackle. Just as Gamble let fly, Horst drilled Gamble, and a little weak duck floated out there and died before it ever got to Wade. Incompleted pass to make it third down and 7 yards to go. Clock stops with a minute six left. In the first half of action, Dixie with an 18-7 lead. Wide receiver right is Wade. Split the running backs behind Gamble. Wide receiver left is Bryant Hill. Gamble back to pass. Here comes Dodge City. The screen pass set up. Is it complete? It is to Kahui. Almost slips and goes down. Gets up on his feet and gets the first down. Pushed out of bounds inside the 30. Down near the 29-yard line. That may be enough for the first down. It looks like it is with 58 seconds left. Kahui did not have the knee touch. He grabbed the pass as Gamble received some pressure, plenty of pressure. Grabbed the pass, went down, steadied himself with his right hand, got up and streaked down the sidelines. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Conquistador 29-yard line. Dodge City's 29-yard line. 58 seconds left and a half. 18-7. Dixie out in front. Savage to the left. Hill to the right. Slot man right. Is Kirk Miller, the tight end, has split those running backs behind Gamble. Gamble back to pass. Pumping once, pumping twice, throws to his back. George Kahui coming out of the backfield. Kahui gets away at the 20, drops the football, fumble on the play, flag on the play on the tailing side. Did Dodge City get the football? It looks like they may have. Kahui was forced into the fumble. Rick Masters comes up with the football, but there was a flag upfield. Is it against Dodge City or against Dixie? Steve Sutton, with his helmet off, looking a little discouraged. The Dixie fans are applauding. The pass went to Kahui again. And apparently there was a face mask call on against Dodge City. Mark it from the 23-yard line. And so, from the 23, inadvertent face mask? Yes, indeed, just the 5 yards. Face mask and mark it at Dixie's 18-yard line. So the 18-yard line, the face mask apparently helping to force that fumble. Put it first down and 10 at the Dodge City 18-yard line. 47 seconds left in the first half. Dixie leading 18-7. We'll be talking with Tommy Brazier, who is the chairman of the first ever Roaring Ranger Bowl and is the loudspeaker announcer here at Man About Town. We'll talk to him at halftime. Interesting man. Wide receivers on each side. 47 seconds left in the first half. Gamble, one step back, throws to the outside, skips it into and out of the hands of Bryant Hill. Incompleted pass. Stops the clock with 42 seconds left in the first half. Second down and 10 at the Dodge City 18-yard line. Dixie trying to get one more score on the board. They have been totally unsuccessful in point after attempts. Two two-point conversions have failed. Point after kick by Tim Wagstaff, only his third miss on the year, and one of those was blocked. So Dixie, with timeout on the stop clock, the officials gathering together at midfield to discuss something. You'll remember Capco Petroleum. They're the ones that have the C-Mart stores for you. And Circle Hill and Mesquite, Nevada, of course, two in Cedar City and one by the Hilton Inn in St. George. Apparently, there should be the officials saying that 38 seconds left on the clock. Should it have been run off or should it be added to? That's the question. Apparently, there's a question on the official time. 42 seconds should remain on the clock, they say. We had the clock stopped with 42 seconds before, and the clock continued to run until it got to 38 seconds. So will they reset it at 42, or will they wait 4 seconds to start the clock? There should be 42 seconds left on the clock, according to the official. It says 38 seconds, 18-7 Dixie with the lead, so apparently there will be a 4-second delay before the clock starts. There are 4 seconds less on the clock than there should be. Almost movement by Dodge City. Draw play goes to Mosilla Purcell. Purcell inside the 15, trying to break a tackle at the 10. Purcell cutting to the outside will go all the way for the touchdown. Purcell bumping into people. And finally, just going, angling to the end zone. And there was a foot race, and nobody could catch up with him as Purcell bumped into the left, broke a couple of tackles, then cut to the outside and gets the touchdown. So with 32 seconds left, Dixie makes it 24-7 on the run by Mo Purcell. Mo Jackson, as his friends on the team have called him. Touchdown, number 4 on the day for Dixie. And Dixie with a 24-7 lead. To do the holding is Troy Campbell. To do the kicking, Tim Wagstaff. Going back to the foot. The wind has relatively died down compared to what it was. And this one is good. Wagstaff drills it. Make it 25-7. Dixie out in front with 32 seconds left in the half. Back in 60.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixo Gas can serve your needs. Dixo Gas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixo Gas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651. Southern Utah, you now have your very own trophy shop. Skip that long trip to Salt Lake or Vegas. Save time, save money, and save gas. Shop at the all-new Dixie.